Do you know what the secret is to keep a baby's skin healthy? The secret is a diaper that doesn't leave skin wet. You've heard me talk about Pampers Swaddlers on our podcast many, many times now, and that's because Pampers Swaddlers is the diaper for healthy baby skin. Pampers Swaddlers absorbs wetness better than the leading value brand and provides up to 100% leak-proof skin protection and up to 0% skin irritation. And if you're a fan of Pampers, you've got to check out their new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes, which clean better than Huggies Natural Care and are 5 times stronger, so they resist tearing during a diaper change. With Free and Gentle, mess meets its match. And if you're like me and you love saving and getting rewarded for something you gotta buy anyway, like diapers, don't forget to download the Pampers Club app today and earn Pampers Cash. You can redeem your Pampers Cash for exclusive Pampers coupon savings and rewards. Try Swaddlers with new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes for healthy baby skin. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Welcome to ABG, Asian Boss Girl, a podcast for the modern-day Asian-American woman. My name is Helen.
I'm Mel.
And I'm Mimi.
Whether we'd like to admit it or not, reality dating shows, it's something that we all have a guilty pleasure of watching, doing.
That's for sure. It's one of your guilty pleasures for sure.
It is. Whether it's the Bachelor franchise, the Bachelor, Bachelorette, Bachelor in Paradise, now we have the Golden Bachelor, or Love is Blind, Love Island. It is definitely entertaining.
Yes. And one show that has taken over our TV and our mind is a Korean reality dating show called Singles Inferno. There have been 3 seasons. So just to give you a quick background on what Singles Inferno is a Korean dating show, but the premise is that a bunch of single people go on this deserted island and they compete to go on these luxurious dates in Paradise. And Paradise is this really 5-star rated hotel. Mm-hmm. And then they have everything's comp, room service, everything. You just see them kind of get deeper. Mm-hmm. So that's the premise. Am I missing anything else?
Well, also, too, on the dates to these fancy hotels is when they can talk about their age, what they do for a living, right? And that is definitely, I think, the reason why a lot of people want to go on these dates. Even if they don't really, know you or attracted to you, they're like, I want to know what you do for a living.
It's like a mystery that gets solved, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. So this person sitting in between us, this is our good friend Mimi An. She is a badass in every way possible. She's a partner at a law firm and the president of her local Korean Bar Association. She's such a badass, but also one of the easiest people to talk to. She's also someone that loves reality dating shows and all things Korean entertainment. So, right?
Yes.
Because we are talking about Singles Inferno today and it's a Korean reality dating show, we thought to ourselves, we got to bring on someone who can speak the language, can understand the language, and decipher more of the interactions between the contestants. And so the first person we thought of is Mimi.
Yeah. So, thank you so much,
yeah,
guys.
Welcome to the podcast.
Yeah,
first
Mimi.
Time ever.
I
Mimi
appreciate
on.
It. Yeah, first podcast ever, too. So making my debut.
Yeah, let's go. And she literally just got off
a case
that she won. So
yeah, it was a hearing. I didn't win the case, but yes,
obviously we're in very different industries. Mimi's one of my favorite people in the whole world.
Aww,
yeah,
stop.
Yeah. And then I'm pretty sure you probably saw her in our stories and stuff, but Mimi is the best. She's so fun, so smart, and just great to be around. So bringing a friend on for this podcast, it's always nice to have someone that we would feel really comfortable with and have a good time with. I hope you guys fall in love with Mimi as much as we love Mimi.
I am nervous, but excited because I could not imagine doing a podcast with people I love more than you guys.
Oh, really?
Mimi?
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Real quickly before we jump into this main topic, everyone watching, if you haven't watched Singles Inferno Season 3, stop this podcast. Stop watching this video because there are going to be spoilers from this point on. So if you want to watch it, exit and come back later after you finish because we don't like ruining things for y'all. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I gave y'all a warning. It's time to get into it. Well, to get started on this topic, ladies, have you guys watched all 3 seasons? And what fascinates you about this show?
We'll start with Mimi.
So I admittedly did not really watch the first two seasons, but I watched season one and I was a little bit kind of disappointed, I guess.
Oh, okay.
More because I think the trailers made it seem like this was going to be a different kind of Korean dating show because it was from Netflix and it's going to be like Americanized, hot and heavy. And really, it ended up being, you know, not hot and heavy.
The trailers were pretty like
because they're like scandy, close up on the abs and
scandy.
Shit.
Yeah,
it was more like so. The trailers were accurate in that they are dressed definitely a lot more revealing. You know,
I wore this because I was like, I feel like this is what a contestant would wear on the show.
Yeah,
like one of the more innocent ones.
That's not you.
No, I actually totally immediately got that vibe and I like it.
Thank you.
Yeah. And I think that really embodies, right, why it's fun to watch this show too, is because you see someone dressed like this and then the next second they're like in these teeny tiny bikinis.
That's true. That's true. It's going to unveil itself in a little bit.
That was kind of fun.
That's true.
Yeah.
I agree. I think for me, the reason why I got so into Singles Inferno is like, wow, this is my first, like, because I watch Korean dramas.
We watch Korean dramas.
But it was my first, like, Korean dating, like, reality dating show. So I was very curious. And to see how the cultural nuances play into their social interactions.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, the guys are kind of hot. I'm like, kind of like, you're my type.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So I kind of wanted to see how, like.
You're like, I'm not seeing this on The Bachelor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where are the Asian guys at? So that's why I was attracted to this series and why I watched all three. Actually, Helen actually has been a fan of the Bachelor franchise for many years. Why did you watch? Like,
so I started watching, I believe it's because of you. I think it was you and our friend Dan.
Okay.
And I remember when the first season came out, you were both like, oh, you have to watch the show. It's just as good as like the Western dating shows that are out there. Mm. And so I watched season one for a little bit, but I was like, I don't get it.
Oh.
Because what we have to compare to are these like X-rated dating shows, right?
They make out day one.
Make out like within the first conversation. That's day true. One. It's like within the first 5 minutes, you're like sucking face. But like this show was just so slow. But now I get it. You know, everyone was just so polite, so like, oh yeah, I'm so happy for you that you're like, you know, going on this date with, and I'm just like, no, that's not how you feel. So it like bothered me that it was so slow. But the more I watched it, the more I understood why it's so good. And it's because of the tension that like builds up when it's like you're waiting for a finger touch.
Yeah.
You're just waiting for so long. And
sometimes
then,
that wait is just like,
but once they get there, the editing and the cameras and how many times they replay that shit from like every single angle, it's like you really, and so you're like on the edge of your seat the whole time, like waiting for something to happen.
Yeah.
And so now I like get it.
I also think Korean variety producers get it too now. Mm-hmm. They're getting what viewers want to watch, but they have to balance it with like Korean acceptable standards, right? Like this season is the first season I think where they really did that balance well. You know, you didn't see the whole oh my gosh, I'm like so happy for you. There were people who were like, oh, this is what I want.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
Yeah. All the girls were like, oh, I'm the hot shit here. Like, I have no competition. I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
Definitely the producers making them say that. No. That's what I was thinking.
Actually, to give context, so Mimi, fun fact, you actually worked abroad in Korea.
I did.
In entertainment for a summer for an internship. So you have some kind of knowledge about like the media space.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Speaking for Singles Inferno, as someone who is Korean American, were there some, can you share more insight of like these things that maybe as like non-Korean Americans wouldn't see?
And also when you said like the Korean like standard of like dating, like what did you mean by that?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my gosh. So the reason why I love this show is it's such an onion.
It's such an onion.
Yummy.
Sorry, does that sound like a Korean word?
Onion?
No. So to me, I thought it hit a lot of different points. One, if you guys remember, Kwan Yu was saying, I would marry Hyesung, but I would date Minji.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very Korean thing.
Is it?
It is.
Isn't that also American? Because you will say, I'd marry her, but I would do her.
Or like fuck, marry, kill.
Yeah. Is it different?
I feel like maybe they have that saying here.
Yeah.
But in Korea, they really actually practice it, right?
Oh, really?
Like they will date girls knowing that they have no intention of marrying them.
Why?
Because they know they won't marry them. So it's like, let me get that experience. I am a Korean American, so I don't want to speak for the Korean community as a whole.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But from my discussions, you know, with a lot of my Korean friends, that's not too uncommon, right?
Okay.
Is to go, hey, you're hot, I'm gonna date you, and then while they're dating, they're like, oh, I'm probably not gonna marry this person, but I'm gonna keep dating this person, okay. right? Because in Korea, marriage is the ultimate goal, yeah. right? When he said that, I thought that was, oh, he hit a, when Connie said that about Haesung and Minji, I was like, interesting. To me, I got a lot of context just by that statement, okay, like how he feels.
Got it.
And I kind of agreed with him. I was like, yeah, you're right. I would marry Haesung. I would date Minji.
Yeah.
Do you know what the secret is to keep a baby's skin healthy? The secret is a diaper that doesn't leave skin wet. You've heard me talk about Pampers Swaddlers on our podcast many, many times now, and that's because Pampers Swaddlers is the diaper for healthy baby skin. Pampers Swaddlers absorbs wetness better than the leading value brand and provides up to 100% leak-proof skin protection and up to 0% skin irritation. And if you're a fan of Pampers, you've got to check out their new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes, which clean better than Huggies Natural Care and are 5 times stronger, so they resist tearing during a diaper change. With Free and Gentle, mess meets its match. And if you're like me and you love saving and getting rewarded for something you gotta buy anyway, like diapers, don't forget to download the Pampers Club app today and earn Pampers Cash. You can redeem your Pampers Cash for exclusive Pampers coupon savings and rewards. Try Swaddlers with new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes for healthy baby skin. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.
Okay, I'm going to throw this random thing.
Yeah, what's up?
In. Fuck, marry, kill 3 people on the show.
Ooh. That's hard. Okay, I already know my answer.
Okay, it's mind. Not that hard.
Sorry. I'd marry Jinseok. Duh. I would love to marry a cafe owner with the he can make his own cake. I would.
I married a cafe owner.
You did.
He doesn't make cake, but yeah.
Was it again? Marry? No, fuck?
Yeah.
Marry?
Kill.
Kill. Oh.
I mean, who are we gonna kill?
I already know. I would. That's hard though, because a kill. There's so many. I would kill Kwani, and I would fuck Mingyu, the marine guy.
Bitch. Same answers.
Seriously?
Yes.
But you can't. Like, you could kill off Haebin, but he's not like.
But like,
option.
He's just like an innocent little animal that's just there. Like, why would I kill him? Like,
that's true.
So that someone else can take his place. Someone who actually is going to bring something to the show. Yeah.
But here's the thing. I'll be honest. I couldn't decide. I had to be like, do I want to fuck Kwani or fuck Mingyu? But Mingyu's just
I know exactly why. Because you're like, oh, Kwani's a bad boy.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
it's
yeah,
like
yeah.
You're gonna like do it and toss him aside.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But
Mingyu's
I think
like. You're sensual. Mingyu,
there's something hot about him.
Yeah.
What's your answer?
Actually, Mingyu, what's your answer?
I think we can all agree Jinseok would be in the category of marriage.
Yes.
Because what we did see when he was interested in Minyoung was he was like direct, no games.
All in.
Right?
Yeah, all in. To the
we appreciate a man with no games. So that was nice. So I agree with you on that. In terms of fuck, I would say, I mean, at that point, they're all good.
What,
I mean,
but like, would you fuck a Haebin?
She would not do a Haebin.
I mean,
actually, maybe.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
You have to choose one.
Yeah. I almost feel like it should be marry, date, or kill.
Date or oh, I see.
You know what I'm saying?
Sure. Sure.
Because of that nuance. You know, I think personally, and it's funny because I remember when we watched the finale show, we watched it all together, actually.
Yeah.
Don't lie. You guys both picked Connie as your potential mix.
I chose him because I didn't know he was so red flaggy. That's why I would possibly do him and not marry him.
Yes. And I will say we picked him. I think the bad boy, there's something about the confidence that he gives off.
You know, that
is initially really hot.
Initially.
Yes. But I think I would have treated him the way that Haesung treated him too. Which is telling him like it is, you know, at
the
end.
Part.
Anyway, but yes.
Yes.
Continue.
So, you know, I think that's a really hard question. I feel like kill wise, and we're talking about like the guys, right?
Yeah.
Which girl?
Obviously. Sorry, we'll hit that
which
part.
Which girl?
Minji?
Cutie?
I feel like, yeah, you know. I mean,
Let's keep it focused on the man.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like for guy, I mean, it's kind of one of those things. Kuan Yin is like, you either want to kill him or you want to fuck him. Right? Okay. So I don't know. One or the other, I guess. Okay. Maybe I'll fuck him and then kill him.
Okay, we'll keep that.
That's actually pretty.
Yeah, yeah. All right. All right. How about dating? You just say a dating one?
Yeah, dating, I feel like. I mean, let's take Jin Seok out because we already said we're going to marry him. Yeah. So we have to, we're going to date him before we marry him, right? Yes. I feel like in terms of dating, all the guys kind of, I think they put in some effort to show qualities that would be a good boyfriend. Like they tried to be caring in some way. I almost want to take him out of the equation too. But I mean, having... He is actually a decent looking man.
Oh, for sure.
Otherwise, he wouldn't be on the show. Yeah, for sure. I thought Wonik was surprising because he won so many challenges.
Oh, yeah,
that squad challenge.
An accountant, right?
Is the squatting.
Real estate.
Yeah,
the squatting challenge was kind of raunchy.
Why?
Were you thinking that too?
Did you also practice with your partner afterwards?
No.
No. Yeah.
Oh.
I wouldn't put him through that.
But yeah, he won like that and he was close to winning the race
Yes. And so I feel like in terms of dating, there's a lot of guys I feel like I would be interested in like just, you know, going for a date, which is what they did on the show.
Yeah.
Which is why the show was so fun to watch.
Yeah. I think the other thing about this show that I find really interesting is that there are commentators on the show. So for anyone out there who has not watched it, it's just spoiling it for yourself. The commentators, it's as if you're watching the show with a group of friends that don't want you included. So they're like sitting in another room, but talking about it at the same time that you're watching it, but they're commentating on it. Which I found to be odd at first because I was like, why are you cutting out on the scene and then going to these commentators to just talk about the scene when I'm watching it? But then what I realized is that I like it because when I'm watching all of these like subtleties and how slow it is and I'm just like going crazy, like, oh, like you clearly like him, just say it. They cut to the commentators that are just like, oh, you really like it. I'm like, yes, like you tell him like it is.
He's like, your point is validated,
yes,
right?
I feel validated by the commentators. And I feel like they add like a comedic aspect to the whole show too.
I agree.
I also feel like the commentators have differing opinions too. Mm-hmm. So that's really interesting because you can see the same thing and, you know, two different people will get different things from that. And I will say... for at least this season, the fact that Dex was on there made it. I almost feel like maybe one of the reasons why I ended up watching season 3 all the way through was I enjoyed his input. And it wasn't like too abrasive, but after watching the show and talking about it with other people and them saying, oh yeah, Dex, like, you know, that made it more fun to talk about too, you know?
Yeah. He looked particularly good.
He looked hot. He was hot. I was like, I understand like the hype.
Yeah, this show made him. I mean, from what I hear too, he's gonna be in like dramas now.
And he was like a YouTuber.
He's a YouTuber too, right before.
A military YouTuber.
Yeah.
And I think he was the one that had like a little something something with Nadine.
He was a sought after one in season 2, but I agree. I think Dex is a great addition because I feel like I think before the commentators were a little safe and he just kind of told it how it was and I'm like, thank you.
Yes. You know who's being added to the cast that I just saw like earlier today?
Time out. I thought it was fake news.
Oh, is it fake news?
I don't know if it's real or
Maybe
not.
I won't spread it, but I'll say it.
It might be fake.
Hajung.
I think that'd be if it's true, I think it'd be great.
Yeah, she'd be so good.
I think I like it because they give real, like, they've been in Inferno. They know how it's like to be there.
Yeah, and she's real too.
Shah. Sure.
That would be very interesting. It's an interesting move on her part too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because she does want to become like an actor or someone in front of the screens too. Yeah, I think she wanted to be an actress model, but she's working like in the medical clothing field right now. Right?
That's true.
Speaking of that, I found that part interesting. The fact that when you go to Paradise, you learn someone's age and profession. And those are like the only two secrets that you cannot talk about in Inferno, on the island.
Keep in mind that when Koreans meet, one of the first things they disclose is age.
Really?
And profession. Even when, so there's what's called 소개팅 or 맞선, which is like arranged, arranged like blind dates.
Yeah.
Or when you're with like a group of three and then there's like a group of three guys, and then it's like us three right here. We're gonna be. It's like a meeting. Typically, one of the first things that are exchanged is age, for sure. Age, absolutely. Okay. And then I've only done one meeting in my life. It's on my bucket list. Yeah, it was on my bucket list. So when I lived in Korea, some friends took me, and the first game we played, we played games.
We played games on blind date.
Yeah, they had to guess each of the girls' profession.
Oh.
And they can ask each of the girls 10 questions. Let me tell you, they got it all right.
Huh. Like, what kind of question would they
ask? The question would be like, so in your occupation, would you wear a uniform? Yeah. In your occupation, are you working with a lot of people? Mm-hmm. Or is it usually just something you just work solitary? You know, things like that.
Is this common?
I don't know if it's common, but like, playing games and making it fun, right? Yeah. And then, and that's a good way of everyone getting to know each other. The whole point of the game is like, oh, what's her personality like? It's funny though, because it'll be us three, right? And we're on a meeting together. And then, like,
Is that a Korean word or is it like a meeting?
It's meeting, but
okay, but you say it but like they, a
I'm saying it with the Korean enunciation.
Okay, got it.
Meeting.
Okay.
But
so cute.
But I'll see Helen, and Helen's acting hella fake. You know, because we're at a date.
So you're asked if she's not acting like herself,
right? Like, so when do you ever get to go on a date with other people at the same time going on the same date?
That's true. That's true.
So it's kind of like Singles Inferno. They all have to kind of be appealing to the other sex, all at the same time.
That's true.
Yeah.
If you could choose one other quality to like not give away right away, what would it be? Like a third thing other than age and profession.
Oh gosh. I mean, that's tough. I guess.
I know where you're from. I feel like sometimes where your location is also a big factor.
That's true. I mean, that is true.
Love and divorce. That's one thing that was revealed. Different dating show. But because I think sometimes we categorize like, oh, you're West Coast, oh, you're East Coast. It kind of like we do kind of have these pre-assumptions about people.
Or like a dark secret or something.
That's another date. You know, yeah, what
dude, she's literally saying all the Korean dating. Pink Lies.
Oh yeah, Pink Lies.
Okay. Did you watch that?
I did watch it. Yeah.
Oh wow. Okay. See,
so like a dark secret. That would be juicy.
Dude, honestly, Korean dating shows are like where it's at.
Yeah.
Hi everyone, it's Janet here. You probably know by now that I do not like being in the kitchen. I just don't. I know we need food, we need meals, we need it to survive, but I just don't like spending that much time in the kitchen. And that is why I like Factor, ready-to-eat meals that are chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and delivered right to my door. Factor has a wonderful variety with over 35 different options a week to choose from. Things like keto, calorie smart, vegan and veggie, which is my personal jam. I love their tofu curry. It is delicious. I add Factor meals into my dinner rotation a few times a week, and that has made my life so much easier. It is such a nice relief when I don't have to think about what's for dinner. Factor meals also only take 2 minutes to prepare. Everything is 100% ready to heat and eat, so no prep is involved. And every meal is dietitian approved to be nutritious, which is what I like to hear. Their food is also restaurant quality, and they don't just have meals. They also have snacks, smoothies, midday bites, and more. Head to factormeals.com/ABG50 and use code ABG50 to get 50% off. That's code ABG50 at factormeals.com/ABG50 to get 50% off.
I do have a question. There's four terms that I got from this show that now I know like the terms of, but I don't really understand the meaning of completely yet. Okay, so sorry, I'm going to butcher the saying of this, but aegyo?
That was really good.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Yeah, aegyo. That's how you say it.
Okay. Nuna, okay. Nunchi, and Dongsaeng.
Oh, wow. I'm actually really impressed that you caught this.
Yeah,
I heard those a lot, and I was just like, "Oh, what does it mean?"
All right, actually, Mimi, give us a quick urban dictionary or like a dictionary version.
So, aegyo is difficult because aegyo is not some aegyo is acting cute in short, but there are people who have a lot of aegyo naturally, And then there are people who have no egg yolk. They don't like to be all cutesy and fun. But really, your egg yolk comes out, like, I have a lot of egg yolk with my dad. So if I pick up the phone and I talk to my dad.
I expect that.
Yeah. But okay. I'm like, oh, hapa. You know, it goes up at the end, you know, and you like make silly jokes and you're just trying to act cute.
That's true. Yeah.
So that's what egg yolk is in short.
Is that like a normally accepted thing or expected thing? Or like a desired thing?
I think with girls to guys, egg yolk is a good thing, typically, right? If it's too intense, like maybe Minji. Mm-hmm. It's interesting. I actually thought all guys liked egg yolk. Mm. I did. I really did. Before coming onto the show, I was like, oh, if some guy said, oh, she has a lot of egg yolk, I would have took that to mean, a positive thing.
Yeah.
But I watched Singles Inferno, you know, with a lot of you guys and some of our guy friends. And was like, oh, I hate that.
Too much, yeah.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, really? Mm-hmm. I was like, you remember she's like in her early 20s though, right? Because it might not be cute if you're like in your mid-30s, you know, early 40s, and you're like, oh, what? I don't know what this is. But in your, you know, mid-20s, that might be...
kind of cute.
That might be kind of cute, mm-hmm. you know? You feel like... you feel smart, and they're trying to make a good impression towards you.
Actually, I would love to hear you explain nunchi, because I think nunchi is really hard to explain.
And then you said Nuna, which is interesting because I think the only person who would have said that is Minu.
Mm. Oh, because he's the youngest.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think that's where I heard it. Yeah.
Nuna?
Yeah. Or also last season with a Soi.
Got it. And just to like jump into Nuna really quick, it's interesting because it means older sister, right? Mm. So like in an American culture, if the guy you were dating kept calling you older sister, or like even in Chinese, that'd be right?
Fucking weird. Like, JJ, I want to kiss you. Like, no.
Oh, that's gross.
So I don't know. I feel like that, personally, I wouldn't want to hear it. And I think oftentimes it does shift when it becomes a dating relationship. Mm. But because Korean is so built on these honorific terms, is that right? Honorific?
Yeah.
That's probably why you heard it.
Got it.
Nunchi is a discussion I've had for a very long time with very many people because you're right. It's very nuanced. But I had this conversation with this other Korean friend of mine, and she said, Nunchi is one of our greatest assets for Koreans. And I was like, really? So Nunchi is when you can read the in-betweens. Nunchi is when you see someone go... and you think, oh, is that person uncomfortable? That is nunchi.
So it's kind of, it's like having high EQ.
Social awareness.
It can. Yes, it can. On the flip side of it, if you have too much nunchi, then you're just always like, oh, is that person? Right?
Yeah.
So it can work against you in that way. So it can really be a power, but if you let it control you, it could be a downside. But
that's like a term that's used often, right? Mm. Oh, to describe someone.
So like, for example, I can say, oh, that person has no dunchi. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, how does she not know that I'm into this person? I didn't say it, but I've made all the...
Oh, man. That's a good... I'm going to start using that term.
Nunchi. Yeah, I like it.
And I have referenced someone. I'm like, oh, yeah, I really like her. Also, she's got a lot of nunchi. In a positive way. I've said that. Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
And you said tongsang, right?
Oh, yeah, tongsang.
And where do you hear...
I heard, I don't know, like what are you, I think when we were like in on our Zoom chat, like someone said.
Tongsang is just younger person.
Okay.
But kind of like younger brother, younger sister.
Yeah. Okay.
But tongsang is also a term of endearment too, I would say.
Oh, it's like you protect
the
younger.
Oh, this is my tongsang.
Yeah.
Okay. Got it. Thank you for that Korean lesson. Okay. At the start of the whole season 3, which pair were you rooting for?
I don't think it's a start, but once Minji entered the season, I actually was rooting for her and Jinseok because I felt like, okay, like, finally there's a girl, like, because I think Minyoung got kind of like too much for me, and I was like, hey, Minji's showing interest, and like, Jinseok deserves a good girl. But then as the season progressed, I'm like, Minji's just a flirt, and I just didn't like the way she kind of like showed all this, like, she just said all these things to Jinseok to get attention, but not truly liking him. So to be honest, I wasn't rooting for anyone, heavily.
How about you?
At the start, I don't know if I was rooting for anyone, but definitely towards, like, the end, I was like,
she needs her time with Mino. I was like, every time they got separated and she was hurt, I was hurt for her.
Yeah.
felt like...
You can see in her face. She was like not defeated. Happy.
But you know what I appreciated? I felt like it was sincere. Mm-hmm. It wasn't for TV.
Mm-hmm.
I felt her sincerity and her just wanting to get to know him more.
Yeah.
And that really made me root for her.
Yeah. I would agree. I think when they finally got together and they're like, I think Minu, is it Minu? Yeah. I'm going to butcher all the names. But like when he was like, oh, this inferno is paradise when I'm with you or however he said it. I was like, that is so cute. I think she gave him the confidence that he didn't have with Kyuri. Kyuri. Yes. So I agree. I was rooting for them towards the end, especially because who's the guy that kept getting in the way?
Freaking the real estate guy.
Wonik. No Nunchi. Zero.
You know, to be fair, though, Wonik also had perseverance.
That's true.
He was.
But like once you know, like she literally said she wants to. Didn't she tell him straight up that she didn't want to go to paradise and then he took her?
But that also means he was really into her too. And he was doing what he could, right?
Sure. Like he had no other real options.
But you know, she was not happy doing that dinner at paradise. I was like, she don't want to be here. Mm-mm. And I felt so bad.
Which also I respected her for.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, to being just being real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I felt like that made her, the more and more I watched her, I felt like she was being sincere, which you don't get immediately because she's doing a lot of like,
you
think to yourself like, oh, is she just really cognizant of being on TV?
I see.
But then by the end of it, she was like, I want to be with him. I appreciated that.
I think my favorite couple was probably, at first it was Minyoung and Jinsook.
Yes.
Because they both worked out and I was like, that's all we know of them. So I was like, they look good together. It's cute. But then once they were in the pool scene, didn't one of them call each other
brother?
Like a brother? Yeah, right?
Something weird.
So that's when I was like, oh, okay, maybe not. And especially once Jinsook started going with Minji, I was like I was so happy for him because I was like, you deserve someone who's going to give you that attention and be into you. And I was like, this is your out.
Yeah.
So I was hoping for that too.
He definitely doesn't look like my brother. Who brother does he look like?
Gross.
At the beginning, I was also rooting for Kwani and Haejeong.
They have a good banter.
Like, I thought they were going to work out.
Yeah.
Because compared to their first date in Paradise, they, like, were really fun bantering. Mm-hmm. And I thought they could be really good. But I think it was too hot and heavy out of the canon. It was just too much for both of them.
I feel like I'm always dehydrated. And now that I increased my workouts, I'm always thirsty. Obviously, you know that I Google everything, so I Googled, why am I always thirsty? And guess what I found out? Did you know healthy hydration isn't just about drinking water? It's about water and electrolytes. It makes total sense. You lose both water and sodium when you sweat, and both need to be replaced to prevent muscle cramps, headaches, and energy dips. But most of us only replace the water part. Because since the 1940s, we've been told to drink 8 glasses of water per day. Thirsty or not. Drinking beyond thirst is actually a bad idea. It dilutes blood electrolyte levels, especially sodium levels, which leads to headaches, low energy, cramps, confusion, or worse. This explains a lot for me. I get the worst headaches throughout the week. The solution isn't to stop drinking water, though. It's to drink water plus electrolytes. Enter Element. Element has enough sodium, potassium, and magnesium to get you feeling and performing your best. Plus, it has zero sugar, artificial colors, or other dodgy ingredients to hold you back. You're also guaranteed to find an Element flavor you love. Personally, I'm a fan of raspberry salt or mango chili for a little bit of a kick. Element comes with a fantastic offer for us. Just go to drinkelement.com/ABG to get a free sample pack with purchase.
We have to speak about Kwani because I feel like Kwani, to be honest, kind of led this season as much as we like it or not. So the real thing I want to ask you both, and we had discussions we have a chat about this, but obviously, Kwani was a walking red flag. I think everyone watching, if you're a female and you all and you're heterosexual, you're like, this guy is such a red flag. But the girls still wanted him.
Mm-hmm.
So based on your perspective, why do you think, despite having so many red flags, that the girls still wanted Kwani?
Did you ever want Kwani? Like, did you ever want him?
You know what? I personally did not. But that was because I felt like a little bit been there, done that.
Okay, okay.
In my you know, experience, yeah, it's yeah. like, oh yeah, I have gone for the red flaggy, super confident, really funny guy and been like kind of burned, you know?
Yeah.
And so I was like, eh. But I could see, one, I can see why girls like him just based on the show alone. Mm-hmm. But I think from what I hear, and this is also maybe fake news,
okay.
some of the girls knew who he was, right? So because he had tried to be on the season prior.
Oh.
And his basketball team wouldn't let him.
Okay, oh. I didn't know that.
So there was that. He also has been on variety shows. That is a fact. He's been on a lot of, not a lot, but several Korean variety shows, including Running Man, which is a very big one, and disclose like things like his family has a few companies and he drives a really nice car and he's a basketball player and all these things, right? Like, that's the thing, right? We women are look at that too, you know, it's a thing, right?
If you don't know anyone else, it's like, okay, at least there's one person that I could potentially go for.
That's true. Yeah.
It's funny because a lot of people said, oh, it's because he's the tallest, which I think is also very interesting, but he wasn't the tallest by much. If he was the tallest, right?
Yeah.
And he certainly wasn't the best looking.
Oh, no.
But there is always that one guy who is not the best looking, but is really good.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That can be many things.
The way... Oh. No, not that. So, like, he's the one carrying the conversation.
Yeah.
He's the one saying, oh, we should play this game. But that wasn't Kwani per se. Kwani wasn't the one like, hey, let's talk about this. Let's talk about that. He was more like, hey, I'm the shit. You know, like.
It's a confidence thing. I think a lot of women fell. Yeah.
Guys out there, now you know.
That's
but
true,
don't let it turn you into a red flag.
That's true.
Yeah. I think what was scary about him is that he did everything without knowing what he was doing to people.
Like, he didn't know his actions, of his actions.
Or like, he didn't know that he was a really shitty person.
He's unaware.
He wasn't aware. And I think because he was so convinced that what he was doing was not emotionally like vampiring or harming other people, that convinced other people, like the girls, to be like, oh yeah, like this is all convincing and it is my fault and it is like, you know.
Or this is the show. The point of the show is to meet as many people, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he did gaslighting? Yeah. No.
It's just that kernel of logic.
Yeah.
Made him not too much of an asshole.
Got it.
Yeah. Like, if he knew that he was being a jerk and then he was still intentionally doing that to the girl, then it'd be like, oh, you're a really shitty person. Because he didn't know.
Yeah.
That's why I think a lot of people let it pass and like let it slide and like, oh, let's give him another chance. He's like this little puppy dog that just like needs help.
Yeah, you know.
Like, let me save him. But otherwise, he's a catch. That's what people were thinking, I think.
Yeah.
If you think about it, outside of this show, he was probably getting hit on because he's a basketball player and he's going to clubs. So to a certain extent, maybe he thought, oh, this is life. This is how
it's dating
is like.
It's the norm for him.
And then I'm hoping he looked back at the season and was like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
I shouldn't be referring to girls as this, this, and that.
Like, da-da-da-da-da, that one?
That was
33, 33, 33, 33.
Stupid.
That was the first time I audibly gasped.
Oh.
When he, I mean, there's been times I'm like, but that was like,
yeah. Basically, it was around a campfire and someone was like, who would you go for right now?
Yeah.
And then I don't know how it was said in Korean, but he was like, this one, and this one.
It felt like he treated like the women like an object.
Oh, for sure. Like they have names.
I was like, what am I candy? I don't know, object.
And what's shocking about this, and I think Hejong was the one who said this.
Oh.
These girls are gorgeous, accomplished, like in their own right. For them, I mean, for them, that was probably a first too.
Yeah,
you know, guys are probably like, "Oh, princess," you know, like, you know. And then around a campfire, they're going, "Oh, who are you interested in?" He's like, "That, this one, that."
Yeah. That's true.
That must have been shocking.
Very demeaning.
I mean, what's also shocking is that everyone after that was like, "Oh yeah, we don't like him. He's a shit guy." And then they still all came like groveling after him. After that, which was just like, wow, that's a lot of power that he had on this show.
I also think they cut a lot.
You think so?
They must have.
Yeah.
They must have. Because even that campfire scene, it was what? mm-hmm. 10 minutes. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That whole night, they had a bunch of other things.
I mean, obviously, because Hobbin got so messed up.
I know. Now it made too much of Hobbin.
He went from like being sought after to being like, no, never mind. I think there's something from that night we didn't see. Mm-hmm.
I think one other red flag about Gwani is when he was telling Minji that she could not go to Inferno with someone that she said she wanted to go with. Like, that was insane to me. So basically, there was a girls' challenge, right? And so whoever won that challenge, they could choose a guy that they want to go with. Hesan won the challenge, and she was going to pick Gwani, right? And Minji wanted to go with him. During that chicken fight, whatever it was, she started crying because she knew that she wouldn't be able to go with them. And then before they went to paradise, she had a conversation with Gwani, and she was just like, okay, you're the person that I want. Didn't she write him like a letter and was just like, you are the ultimate.
Yes. Something. Whatever it was. It was a very like, you're my first pick or something. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he was like, okay, well, if I'm your first pick, then you need to go with Jinsook, like, to paradise. And she was like, wait, I'm going to go with Minkyu, but he's just a friend.
Uh-huh.
And then he was like, no. And he got mad because she ended up not going with Jinsook. So the fact that he was that controlling, because he was like, Jinsook's a friend, and he's going to give me the 411 of like what's going down.
So fucking controlling.
During your paradise moment, and no other guys might. I was just like, what the heck?
Yeah.
That's so messed up.
I forgot about that, actually.
That to me was such a big red flag, because it's like, this guy's going to tell you what to wear, what to eat, like who to hang out with. Like, it's just,
That's bad.
Yeah.
That kind of pisses me off just thinking about it right now.
I will say,
yeah,
that might be an American thing too.
Oh.
Because I do think, like, from a Korean standpoint, it's kind of understandable. And if you did really like him, you would probably just agree. I'm not saying that that's okay. Yeah, I'm saying that is how, you know, some other people can view that is justified, if that makes sense. Because at that point, he's also saying, I wish I could go with you. Didn't he say that? They were kind of – the talks of it – and I think that's really the part that kind of annoyed me about Gwani. Whoever he talked with that time is who he was into more.
Yeah.
I don't know, he's
all over the place.
This dude.
We could probably do a whole episode on
him. Oh, yeah.
Seriously. About all the red flags, yes. Actually. Well, what were some scenes that were the most memorable to you from this season?
You want to start, Mimi?
Oh, gosh. There was a lot of great scenes. I'm going to try and pick one that Gwani isn't in. but I think, you know, for me, one of the really impactful scenes I felt like was the talk between Kyuri and Minho. That was really, and not because I didn't understand it. I understood the nuances. Well,
explain.
Yeah, like breaking it down. Minho is now decided he wants to be with Shin.
Yeah.
So he's telling Kyuri, I think that's who I want to be with. Mm-hmm. And Kyuri is like, oh, I told you not to do anything after our date, because they did go on a date. And they did seem like they were hitting it off. And she did instruct him, once she's gone to paradise, hey, you be a good boy and you just stay there. Don't do anything and I'll be back. And you didn't do that. And she kind of just like ripped into him on that. Mm-hmm. He stayed in that conversation one way too long.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason he did, I think, is because he was only, 23? This is probably not something he's been through very many times. So he feels like, I need to hear out. I feel like any experienced guy would have left after the outburst, right? Because it was disrespect. I mean, she's acknowledged it too, so I'm not afraid to say that she's definitely was disrespectful towards him. The way she talked to him was, she was talking to him like he was a thing that she possessed.
Oh,
right. Yeah, like she was like, oh, okay. I did appreciate, after the fact, the apology. I understood later that she had been sick. They actually had to fly her back into the mainland.
Oh.
Yeah, to get treated before that conversation. So she was kind of sick, right?
I see.
And she was probably tired. And to be fair, this girl is a shit. Like, this girl probably, she said what she said, and she meant it.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean that she doesn't feel bad about saying it. I think she meant what she said. And that scene really stuck to me. What did you guys think about?
I think it was the first time I was like, oh my, Gyuri's a witch. Like, I was like, I actually started to like her more and I was like, okay. And then I just feel like what took a turn is when Shion like came in to check in. It was like, oh, hi. Because they've been talking for so long. She's like, I just wanted to grab Minwoo. And she's asking, are you guys done? She goes, and then Gyuri was like, we're not done yet.
Yeah.
And I was like, based on the edit, you guys have been done. Like, why are you just leaving him here? Like, you just want him to stay here so you can keep going at him. And I just felt it was such a bully move.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I get it.
I don't know.
Like, she's in her emotions, you know?
But I think at that point, just like, I don't know. It just...
You know what I mean?
No, for sure. But, and you know, the reason why
I think... Not justifying what she did. Saying, like, I get it.
I think the reason why we're, like, kind of like... maybe at Helen and I side, it's kind of like, you know that that's not going to get him back.
Yeah.
So she wasn't being, like, manipulative.
Yeah.
She was being and genuine self.
She was just like, I want to hold on to you and not let you go for, like, the last, like, moments until I let you go.
Yeah. A little bit.
I kind of get that. I don't know. Just something conniving felt in that scene. It's like, something switch, and I was like, whoa.
Yeah. I mean, I think the worst sides can come out of people when you're being rejected, when you feel so low, and just like you're clearly like no one wants you, and you're just like, well, I'm gonna give it to you now.
Yeah, that's true.
I have no redeeming factor right now.
I do want to bring up another scene that I gasped when I watched it, and I think I DM'd the group. I was like, oh my fucking god. Like, the scene where they were heading to paradise, and this is when after Haesan chose Kwani and Minji chose Mingyu, and Minji and Kwani were sitting next to each other, and she did this thing where she tugged on his thing, and Kwani just kind of ignored her, and she just started fucking crying into Mingyu's shirt. And Mingyu was like, there, even though you chose me to go on a date, I will be here to help you. I was like, Mingyu. But part of me was like, I think at first, if we're talking about this over lunch, I just thought it was really inappropriate for Minji to do that. I was like, literally right next to Kwani is his date, Haesan. Mm-hmm. You're being so disrespectful to her. Mm-hmm. I understand you like Kwani, but don't do this. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like, when you're all about to go on a date. Like, I just felt it was kind of weird. I don't know. And then Mingyu, like...
I get it.
Honestly, yeah. I felt like... I know what you meant.
Yeah, I see both sides. I felt
like it was a genuine moment.
Yeah.
I felt like she was like, hey.
Yeah.
Hey. You still like me, right?
Yeah.
And what he responded back was, no, that's not cool. And he pretends like he didn't notice her crying.
I know.
That's not genuine to
me.
But her doing that and then crying so much after was probably her true and genuine self.
No, which I think don't disagree. I don't think she's being fake.
But it's like, be above. You're saying like, be above that and like, know that he's on a date with someone. Respect that. Respect the person that you're with, and like, just allow that moment to happen.
Like, cry in the bathroom off camera.
Yeah. Well, that's where it's like, you know the camera's on you. So if she's going through that moment, then she's in it.
Yeah, she can't help. And it's interesting because you see Haesan, and Haesan's doing like this thing outside the window during that time.
Yeah.
And I wonder, no one ever asked her. Like, did she know?
That's a good point.
That's true. I'm so curious.
That's true. Yeah. That moment was like probably the most dramatic scene of this whole season.
Yeah.
And it was, I honestly felt a little bad for her just because it was like, it's embarrassing, you know?
Oh, for sure, for sure.
Like, so rejected and to be crying. It just wasn't good all around.
Yeah.
But like, TV, that's what we need, right?
I almost feel like, too, like, maybe I've seen that scene somewhere. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't feel like an unfamiliar scene or emotion or something that's ever happened before. I feel like there's someone out I've seen, or maybe it was myself, where I was like so confident that me and this guy, like, he's still gonna think I'm cute. Yeah, and if I did this, like, which is Aegyo. Is Aegyo. Like, you know?
Yeah.
And him, like, totally ignoring me and me being, she was shocked. I think she thought he was really into her.
Which, to be honest, I could see why.
Yeah.
But, no, so I think for me, it's like, I'm pretty sure I had a moment like that in real life, too. But I think it's just like, dude, you're, like, literally, like, maybe because we're the viewer, we're like, you're in a plane with literally everyone who's going to paradise. That just felt a little inappropriate.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
It was definitely inappropriate. And Mingyu, too. Like, it Angel. Was funny, too, because, you know, he could have unbuttoned a little bit more at that point instead of just, like, going around and just, like, leak.
Oh, he's just a sweetheart.
He's a sweetheart.
The most underrated, like, character on the show.
Do you have one more? Do you have a scene, Helen?
Okay, one that I feel like no one's going to be like, oh, that was a scene, was when, because I really liked Haejeong. I really liked her. Because I feel like throughout the whole, like, season, she was so genuine with her feelings, whether it was telling Kwani that, like, telling him off or telling him that she liked him and she was, like, all in. She was, like, fully, like, intentional with everything that she was doing.
I agree.
So that one of the last scenes where she was talking to him and she basically laid it all out and was like, I hope you circle around and come back to me. And then she was like, what three, I don't know, I can't remember. She asked him, like, what three words would you use to describe our relationship? And he said, I loved you. I was like, dang, that's a great way to just close off this relationship. I was like, damn. And then afterwards, when she was doing her private interview and she started crying, like, that's when I felt the most emotional on the show. Because I was like, oh, that's so, like, heartbreaking that she just, like, really wanted him and then just couldn't have him.
So I also think during that interview she really latched on to the idea that he did care about her and have feelings for her. She comforted herself with that information. So that was a really good way for her to also kind of make twist that around so that it like is a comforting thing to say, like to hear, instead of like, oh, he's shutting the door completely, to like saying, oh, he did.
He
that
did,
was
an acknowledgement
of How long was the show? A week?
Isn't that crazy?
And he said he loved
her? I know.
Did he say I love you? I loved
you? Well, I don't know what the Korean was. I think the words were I loved you.
Damn, you're like.
So, and we could edit this part out. But so last weekend I had dinner with some friends, and one onni, she's Korean, you know, went to Korean university and all of these things, and we're talking about that terminology of I love you and how someone can say I love you first. And she's like, that's one of the things that shocked me when I came to America, is how I'm watching all these Western dramas, I'm like looking at these relationships, and it takes forever for them to say I love you.
Wait, what?
Where in Korea you would start off the relationship by saying I think I love you, or I love you, let's start dating.
What?
But is it just because the meaning, I guess the meaning, it's like it's almost like I like you, right?
I'm interested,
I'm interested. But the word is actually I love you, you're saying.
Correct. They say, you have to say, oh, 사랑, not, if you say, oh, I think I like you, then that's like, oh, okay, well then let's not date. Let's just see how things are. And then when you love me, let's date. That's according to her. I do, as, you know, a Korean American, I can see that. That's something. I mean, if you look at Korean drama too, come on. Usually the kobaek is 사랑해.
But, actually, that makes sense.
Is there another word that's like above that? Like, I'm marry you, I love you.
No. It's, I'm going to marry you.
Dang.
I thought that was interesting.
That is.
Yeah.
I like hearing the additional insight.
Yeah, me too.
For Mimi about, different things where I'm like, and you're like, oh, that's normal.
I mean, there's definitely people out there that are more, you know, Korean than I am. But, you know, I love the culture itself too. I'm proud to be a Korean American. And so, and you know what? I will say there's nuances in every culture.
That's true.
So,
that's true.
Yes.
You're right.
Okay, well, I hope there's a season four that's coming out.
They announced it. They are.
Did they? Yeah. The season four. With cast members or not yet?
Not yet.
Okay, well, totally too into the show. If you were to be one of the producers on the show, what new thing would you add to the next season?
I thought about this. Okay. I'm also very influenced by, like, the Bachelor franchise and Paradise. I think season four should be all the past contestants coming back and throwing Dex in. Just because I like him. But just want to see them again with different people from different seasons.
Yeah. So it's like Paradise.
Yeah.
Bachelor in Paradise. Yeah.
That's what I would do.
Yeah.
So what I wanted to say is just in the seasons, I think they're getting it, right? They're like, they're really honing what works and what doesn't work. And if you see Dex, for example, works.
Yeah.
Kwani works. So I feel like season four, we can really look forward to a lot more of these characters. The confident, the swaggy.
But the problematic.
The red flaggy.
Yeah.
I mean, hopefully we see it really on both sides. We'll see.
Yeah.
I do like the idea of this, like, bringing back maybe like a singles inferno paradise.
Yeah.
That would be really fun. They made this I really like them bringing a Minji in the middle, but I felt like they should have brought another guy too.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I there's that too. Maybe make it a little longer. The editing can, you know, be edited as is, but it should be a little longer. If you noticed, they did this weird thing where they start off eating carrots and then towards the end they were like eating normal food.
So I didn't notice that, but yeah.
That's also an interesting point that they did. There was a comment someone made in the middle. They were like, wouldn't it be so fun if they were like, Dex, we're just throwing you in there. Get in there.
Yeah.
Sorry. I thought that was fascinating. It'd be fascinating to have a commentator watch the whole thing. And then, boom, join.
Yeah.
That would be really interesting. Mm. What I want to avoid, and what I think that's going to be a really careful line for them, is you want to avoid making it a variety show. Mm. You need it to be a dating show. And in order for it to be a dating show, there has to be sincere moments. So we can't just throw a bunch of fuckboys in there.
That's true.
Be like, haha, drama, you know? Mm-hmm. I think I really do love the Shin Minho sincerity. I love how Minyoung later was like, please, Jinseok, you know?
Sorry, I just had another idea to make it spicy. You throw in an X.
Oh! Ooh.
You throw in an X to the...
Now we're flipping.
Should we start our own show?
Yeah. Actually, what would you do, Helen?
Yeah, what would you do?
I mean, the one thing that I was thinking is, like, get rid of the... Sorry, Hobbin. Like, get rid of the Hobbins. Get rid of the... Like, you can look
good. Yeah, maybe you have to leave.
Yeah, but if, like...
you can vote it off.
If you look good and you're not going to bring anything to the table, like, sorry.
That's true.
Just go...
Yeah. And that doesn't mean, like, you have to connect with one of the girl contestants. That means you need to have, like, a personality of something. Yeah. Like, you know, like, you need to... know how to like make jokes and
that's true
juggle I don't know
something so that's hopefully there's a little bit more of that more personality.
You should add a component where they vote off people off and then new singles join, but then they increase filming from a week to like 2 months. But just a thought.
That's crazy that just a week gives us this much like content.
Well, they replay scenes like 10,000 times. That's true, right?
Yeah. Anyway, we love Singles Infernal here.
We did.
Dang. Excited for season 4. Thank you so much, Mimi, for being here with us
today. Thank you guys for having me.
Thanks for driving all the way here.
Yeah.
Oh, it was great.
I appreciate all the insight that you've given us as a Korean-American.
As a Korean reality show fan.
Yeah. Yes. My best friend is Korean, and every time I like generalize the Korean culture, she gets really upset. So just know I'm not generalizing.
Well, obviously, we're very excited for season 4. And any other new, you know, like, reality dating shows that are going to be dropping on the internet. We'll be talking about it like we always do behind the scenes. But with that, we want to thank you again for tuning into this episode, and we'll catch you on the next episode, everyone. Bye.